SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Coming up in today's program, upgraded Ligonie Post Office Internet Cafe now open, and later our glimpse of Jamaica. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. Residents of Ligonie St. Andrew and its environs now have improved internet access at the Ligonie Post Office following upgrading work valued at over $200,000 by the Lime Foundation. The cafe has been outfitted with additional computers and software, network accessories, a printer and furniture. General refurbishing work was also carried out. Users of the facility are now better able to surf the internet and send and receive emails, as well as copy, scan, photocopy, and print documents. A key feature of the provisions will be significantly lower user rates for senior citizens. Speaking at the opening of the upgraded facility on World Postal Day, Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, described the venture as a significant investment.
It is good when you come into a post office and by the click of a mouse can, instead of doing their usual registered mail, can send an email to their relative and wait on a response. We believe that access to data services, access to the internet, is of paramount importance.
Chief Executive Officer of Lime, Garfield Sinclair, says the Ligonie Post Office project forms part of the company's mission to deliver 100% internet connectivity to Jamaicans within the shortest possible time. The project resulted from a renewal of the public-private partnership between telecommunications provider Lime and the Postal Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ.
Infertility, brain damage, skin disease, organ failure, cancer, death. These are among the harmful side effects of ingesting pesticides. Protect yourself from accidental poisoning by keeping pesticides in their original containers. Never buy or place pesticides in unmarked containers. And never, never store pesticides next to food. Handling pesticides is serious business. Make safety your first priority.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the National Consumers League of Jamaica and the Consumer Affairs Commission.
There are adequate supplies of paracetamol to treat the chikungunya virus in Jamaica's public health system. The medication is available free of cost. A message from the Ministry of Health to prevent chikungunya.
Vision 2030 Jamaica encourages us to seek out and support the entrepreneurial talents and creativity of our people. Buy Jamaican, build Jamaica, and let's work together to make our island the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And now our glimpse of Jamaica. And in glimpses of Jamaica, guinea hen weed. Guinea hen weed, often called guinea hen leaf, gully root, or garlic, is an indigenous herb found throughout the tropical regions of the Caribbean and Central and South America. For decades, herbalists and natural health practitioners have used guinea hen weed as a pain reliever, as well as to treat a variety of conditions such as arthritis, rheumatism, diabetes, and cancer. Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending us tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-3590-4. Thanks for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until we do this again, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.